County Judge Executive Al Mattingly with us this morning. And good morning, sir.
Good morning, Joe.
Glad to have you here this morning. First of all, I really am encouraged by seeing some of the signs that the city and county can work together but still be separate entities. We've seen that in the fire service.
Agreement, right.
And that's a great agreement.
Right.
I know you guys have worked together, too, on a lot of the tournaments and things like that that come in, ball tournaments and things like that.
We both park systems provide ball diamonds and those kinds of things. You know, we're working right now on a I guess a group of people who are really interested in drug use, substance abuse, which would include alcohol as well as drugs. So the city and county are working together on quite a few issues that really know no boundaries. There's, you know, city limits or county line, it doesn't matter. And I'm trying to work with some of our county judges around in the Grad area on some issues.
Well, I know you had expanded some of that, and that's great stuff. And here we are, really and truly, this is July, 7 months into your administration, and you certainly have hit the ground running on this one.
Seems like it was just yesterday. Just yesterday. That we've got a good commission. Commissioners Lambert and Caslin and Wathen are excellent people to work with. They have a business background. Commissioner Lambert, while he was in education, was an administrator. They all deal with people very well. They're good listeners, and we don't always agree on all the issues, but we will sit and try to work out an agreement that we can all go out and support. And you know, county politics is partisan politics. But when we were elected, there's no such thing as Democrat or Republican on the fiscal court. It's we're all Davis Countyans, and we're all doing what we can do for the betterment of Davis County.
And make no mistake, the county is not just agriculture, although agriculture is a big part of it. It's not just industry, although industry is a big part of it. It's a combination of things. And everybody tends to forget that the city is in reality, Owensboro City and Whitesville are part of the county.
The fiscal Davis County Fiscal Court is responsible for the 95,000 citizens that live within the confines of Davis County. That includes the people who live in Whitesville. That includes the people who live in Owensboro. As a fiscal court, we have certain responsibilities that we have to take care of countywide. Now, people who live inside the city limits have decided that they want I'm searching for the right words, but they perhaps want to pave streets with gutters and drainage and those kinds of things, and they're willing to pay additional monies in the form of taxes to get those. And, you know, that's fine. That's right. Their choice. The people who live outside the city limits typically are you think of Davis County as rural and urban, but if you look at it, we're becoming more urban every day. You go outside of the city limits and you have a huge rural urban belt around the city. So it's all those things go together to make a community, and what we try to do at fiscal court is to look at all aspects and all segments of the population in Davis County.